Well, tell me about the different types of snakes around here.
Well, you got poisonous and non-poisonous snakes. Sort of obvious. The poisonous, you have moccasins.
Have what?
Moccasins. Damn it. Which would be just regular water moccasins and cottonmouth moccasins, which are somewhat different because they have cotton in their mouths. About 100 of them, you get a whole bale of cotton, I've heard. And pick it out of them. And copperheads, worth about a penny each, I've heard. And rattlesnakes, that's where you get baby rattles from. And I'm trying to patience. No, you got rattlesnakes. You got all sorts of different types of rattlesnakes around here, big ones and little ones. And I don't know if this area has coral snakes or not. They may not, but I'm not too sure.
What's the one that looks a lot like a coral snake?
King snake? I believe it is.
Ever heard anything unusual about them?
I've heard that they can kill all the snakes and that they're not. They do kill other snakes too, but they're also immune to the other poison.
Never heard any stories about a snake that's supposedly able to put its tail in its mouth and go.
A hoop snake?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Physiological impossibility.
Any type of snake with that.
Whip snake? Yeah, I guess so, but they're not any more dangerous than just a regular. They're just a black snake is all they are.
What about a snake that has a rodent's name? Snake that has a rodent's name?
Rat snake, yeah. Chicken snake also. Garter snakes. Water snakes. Corn snake? I've heard of a corn snake, I think. I don't know. Pythons. Boa constrictors. Cobras. Yeah, money pythons around, you sure do.
Another insect that you see hopping around in your yard, some of them green, some of them black.
Locust.
What else?
Crickets also.
Or just big old...
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Hoppers.
You heard them call anything else?
Yeah, hoppers.
Hopper grass?
No, I guess that's what the type of grass they like, isn't it?
You can add pepper
wood
on a hopper
grass. Well, that's all right. Guess you have python monies, too.
Some these things that sometimes collect in the corners of your ceiling, you have to get a broom and...
Spider webs.
Those are the same things that you might see outside between bushes?
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for them? Cobwebs?
Yeah, cowboy ups, yeah.
Same thing, though.
Right.
The part of a tree that grows underground, you call it?
Root.
And the tree that you can tap for syrup?
Mm-hmm. Maple.
Yeah. What would you call a lot of those trees together?
Oh, a stand. Maybe a glade. Maybe a forest. A woods.
What about a grove?
A grove, yeah, a grove of wood. Grove.
What are the different types of trees that grow around here?
Well, you got pine, obviously. You got oak. You got birch. You got maple. Not too much birch, though. A little beech, maple, ash. Sycamore trees. Cypress trees. Just part about, I'd say you probably got just about every tree that grows in the United States growing around here. Evergreens. Very little you don't have around here. You don't have sequoias and stuff like that. I don't have much, but otherwise that's got everything.
What about the, I think it's the state tree of Mississippi?
Magnolia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got magnolias here.
Yeah.